One problem we faced with the VR movement styles that Alex supported was keeping the combat experience from diverging based upon whether players were using teleport or continuous movement. If the combat was significantly different depending on the player's movement setting, our playtesting requirements could explode combinatorially. One way that we prevented this combinatorial explosion was by ensuring that AIs could sense player movement no matter which locomotion style the player was using. To do this, we created a visual proxy for players using teleport locomotion. Imagine a scenario where the player is behind cover, hidden from a soldier's sight. If the player used continuous movement to run to another piece of nearby cover, the soldier would see them while they were out in the open. But a player who instantly teleported from one piece of cover to the next would not be seen. To solve this discrepancy, when a player teleports, we leave a breadcrumb trail of invisible, visual proxies, which the enemy AI can see. These proxies pass information to the AI, similar to what it would have gathered from seeing the player perform the movement directly. In this case, the soldier would know the teleporting player had left the original cover and run across open ground to the new cover, just like a player using continuous motion. While obviously not identical, in that the soldier didn't have a chance to take a shot at the teleporting player, these kinds of features did allow us to reduce the number of ways our AI logic needed to take player movement options into consideration.